Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace, peace. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Acts chapter 13, we're showing the comparison between David, who dies and stays in the ground, and Jesus, who dies and raises out of the ground, one whose body sees corruption, the other whose body does not. One who serves his own generation and then dies, the other who serves his generation dies, but by his resurrection can then move upon everyone, from verse 39. But I want us to we'll get into 39 as we go, but let's start obviously in 38. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. Paul's basic argument about Jesus is that he can forgive you of your sins. And we're talking, let's not forget our audience, we're talking to a Jewish audience who, this is why he goes through the story of Israel, because he was telling them their story. So as he goes through this Jewish audience, and he says, through this man has preached you forgiveness of sins, Christ, and I love the New King James capitalization of the letter M, on the word man. Through this man is preached you the forgiveness of sins. Paul is humanizing the very divine Christ by saying his life and his death and his resurrection is what gives us forgiveness of sins. But then he grabs hold of the Mosaic and brings it into the new covenant by saying in 39, and by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. So he's grabbed Moses and basically declared Moses' law is inefficient in terms of sanctification, in terms of justification. But did you notice what Paul did? On one side of the column, through Jesus is preached to you forgiveness of sins. On the other side of the column, if you believe in him, you're justified from the things that you couldn't be justified by the law of Moses. So forgiveness of sins is a done deal. It has been extended to you. But if you want to walk in that justification, the knowledge of that justification, you're never going to do it through the law of Moses. You're only going to do it by believing on Jesus. And this, to me, is the subjective side to the objective. The objective is you're forgiven of your sins. The subjective side is if you want to walk in the justification of new creation reality, you're never going to be able to do it as long as you stay under a system of Moses. And the system of Moses is do good and you'll get good, and if you do bad, you'll get bad, and you will be blessed when you do the right thing, and you'll be cursed when you do the wrong thing. And if you stay in that system, you're never really going to be just. Justice is never going to be on your side, due to the fact that it can't be. But if you'll believe on Jesus, what has been given to you? Forgiveness of sins. This was a powerful statement, that 39th verse, because it was directly an indictment on the Mosaic economy. It was Paul's way of saying, what you have under Moses, while beautiful, doesn't change people. It doesn't make new creations. It doesn't give justification. While it might be nice, it might be nice for a moral code, it is not nice for the justification of man. And to me, this is the very beginning of the kind of thing that will get Paul ultimately, get him in a lot of trouble. Because you could say he's turned on his own people. Beware, therefore, lest what has been spoken in the prophets come upon you. Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which you will by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you. So Paul quotes Habakkuk 1 and 5, and I think, and we'll get into this a little more as we go, here's the beginning of an eschatological framework in Paul's ministry, in which he's warning the Jews of something that is on its way. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.